program for Thursday follows. Good morning. Welcome to Truth for the Day. We're glad to have you with us again. We're noticing scriptural definitions of sin. So far, we've noticed two. One, 1 John 3:4, tells us that sin is a transgression of the law. This we call sins of commission. And two, James 4:17 tells us that knowing to do good and not doing it is sin. This we call sins of omission. Now we're ready for our third scriptural definition of sin today. This is found in Romans 14:23. And he that doubteth is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. This is what Paul said here. All right, the third definition of sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. The other definitions we call sins of commission and sins of omission. This third one we might call borderline sins. Borderline sins. Things that may not be directly or legally sin, but they are so questionable that we feel guilty about them, and spiritually they are sin. They may lead us into direct sins of commission or omission, and at the same time, they may prove to be a stumbling block to others. The safest guideline here is, if you doubt, don't do it. In the early church, certain Christians had doubts about eating certain meats bought in the marketplace. Had it originally been sacrificed to idols? What about eating such in the home of a heathen friend? Other questions were before their minds. Paul warned them and told them to be careful with their consciences, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 is a very interesting and instructive verse of Scripture. Let's just read that together. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. That which is wrong here is pictured as weights and sins. These things were to be laid aside so the Christian could run the race. Just like in the ancient Grecian games, that's the illustration that the writer uses here, weights were attached to the bodies of the runners during their days of training and practice. When the time for the actual race came, the weights were laid aside, and they could seem to run with more speed to win the race. Now, Christians are to lay aside their weights and sins so that they can run. Too many questionable things can hold a Christian back and destroy his witness and influence for Christ. The weight of questionable things, as well as outright sins, must be laid aside. The weight of bad habits, of questionable amusement and entertainment, and blindly following the standards of the ungodly world. 1 Thessalonians 5:22 says, abstain from all appearance of evil, that which would even appear to be evil. Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians 7:1, having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. That's a good admonition. Then this same Apostle Paul wrote in Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Let's listen to what he says here. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that ye present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Yes, remember this definition of sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. These are the questionable borderline things, and let us abstain from all appearance of evil. Thank you for listening today.